Cerritos softball is enjoying its 21st win for this season and has its sights on a very accomplished end of season. The Falcons softball team members keep an optimistic yet cautious eye on the prize. Staff writer Wilmer Vargas reporting.
Hello, fellow Falcons. Last Wednesday's game marks the 21st win for the Falcons in this year's softball season as the Falcons triumphed 14-1 over the Pasadena City College Lancers. The game falls into continuous efforts from both veteran players and returning sophomore student players to pursue the highly coveted state softball championship. Falcon outfielder Courtney Pretty has cautious optimism for her expectations for the team this season.
I don't want to jinx us, but I know that we will get far and possibly win state this year. All my coaches are really help all of us to get where we want to go. And our teammates, very supportive. We're just a very supportive team. We're very close and just hard work, teamwork.
While the team has endured a pair of losses against both Cypress College and the College of the Canyons, it has done little to deter their championship efforts. And this recent victory has brought them closer to that endeavor. Coach Cody Murray comments in regards to the team's high expectations for a strong season.
We have a good group of sophomores, and they came back with a plan to make it to postseason, and I think that's what their goal is. So we work hard at getting that accomplished.
Outfielder Lauren Castrillon started the game off by making a hit during the first inning. This is complemented by fellow outfielder Shelby Blair striking a home run and closing the inning at 2-0. Pasadena Lancers, Cecilia Chavez, Maddie Gianloni, Brittany Scoyan, and Kayla Moore all collectively made hits for their team during the second inning. In the end, no runs were made by the Lancers, and the Falcons closed the inning with two more runs, including a home run by first baseman Andrea Arellano and a hit by Maya Tollickson. A Pasadena Lancer broke the tension of a very quiet third inning with no hit from either team after she attempted to steal home base from Cerritos. This was a very close call that prompted a heated debate, eventually resolved by the umpire, nullifying the attempt. The unfavorable call for the Lancers must have flared a dormant ember in the team as they responded aggressively in the fourth inning with a hit and run by second baseman Maddie Gianoli, followed by a home run from center fielder Brittany Scoyan, scoring the team's first run. After the switch, the Falcons returned with an equally aggressive offensive, scoring three hit and runs by player Shelby Blair, outfielder Brianna Quintana, and Lauren Castrillon. Outfielder Courtney Pretty didn't trail far behind her teammates and closed the game with an explosive home run, bringing the Falcons' score to 14 runs. As usual, the team parted with a traditional handshake, bearing no hard feelings and retaining competitive solidarity. On March 23rd, the Falcons collected one more victory, winning against the Citrus College Owls 5-1 under 5 innings. With the end of the season rapidly approaching, Cerritos College students could be looking forward to an exciting end. For Talent Marks Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Wilmer Vargas, reporting.